Pennsylvania Ballet's latest production will be the first to be prepared and rehearsed in its new purpose-built home. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the company has also revived its ballet school and is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
When dancers take to the stage of the Academy of Music this week for George Balanchine's A Midsummer Night's Dream, they'll be performing a beloved work that has been created in what artistic director Roy Kaiser hopes will be the company's home for at least the next half century.
It changes the whole dynamic.
The company's new $17.5 million home is on North Broad Street, on land that was formerly the site of a garage for a security company. Kaiser says this first phase of construction of its new home, with its four large rehearsal studios, wardrobe shop and offices, gave the company the chance to re-establish its school after a two-decade absence. He says this should, if all goes according to plan, alter the complexion of the company, with the future and current generation of dancers cross-pollinating ideas and energy.
I know that it's inspirational for the students to rub shoulders with the professional dancers, to be able to walk by and see them working in the studio or pass them in the hallway even. And what I've discovered since we've been here, which is quite wonderful, is it's inspirational to the professionals as well. It works both ways.
Set to a score by Felix Mendelssohn and based on William Shakespeare's classic comedy, Pennsylvania Ballet's production of George Balanchine's A Midsummer Night's Dream is at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia through Sunday.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.